goes, being a former statewide candidate myself. But hey, I wanted to have you on. You know, we didn't have a chance yesterday. I had a very busy show. What is going on with the campaign? I think you're traveling. You were in Big Iron yesterday. I believe you're in Minot, I think, if I saw Twitter correctly.
That's right. I am up here in scenic Minot. I just parked the car over to do the interview real fast. I've been meeting with a few community leaders today and had a good interview on some local on a local news station here, getting my name and face out here in the city of Minot. I am from the Fargo area, and my family farms kind of all over the state, from the Castleton and Crosby area. So we're a geographically diverse bunch, but I don't have roots in Minot. So it's my job as candidate to get out here and make sure people know who I am, and so I can learn what's going on out in Ward County.
Sure. So what are you learning out in Ward County? I know you announced your candidacy. Has it been a month already? It's flying by, I know, but I've seen your Twitter feeds and Facebook that you're all over the state. What are you hearing on the ground as far as what are people concerned about? I know this Equifax thing is on top of people's minds right now, but what are you hearing across the state of North Dakota?
Well, you know, like you said, Tyler, it is very early. So mostly when I'm going out and talking to folks, I'm usually going to events and small town parades. So people tend to be there to see their kids in the 4-H float, or they're going to the Potato Bowl to watch a football game, and they appreciate seeing somebody out, somebody with some hustle trying to go out and earn those votes. But they're not overly political right now, and I expected that. And just to let folks know, I'm a commercial real estate agent in the Fargo area, and I'm still working full time too, because unfortunately, I'm not in the position to self-finance much as I would love to be.
Sure.
So I got out early here to get my name out and to be raising the kind of infrastructure that I need to run a real campaign next year. So for the most part, people are happy to see me and want to know a little bit more about me, and I've been asking about them, but there's no one unifying theme. I have been asking them if they have seen or known too much about their congressman, and it's kind of funny. I ran into a couple in Lisbon that said they had never heard of him before, and he had never really been out there. So I thought that was interesting that I was in a parade that they hadn't been aware of him yet.
That is very interesting, actually. I believe Congressman Kramer's from that area. Isn't that correct?
Oh, he's from Kindred.
Oh, Kindred. Area. Okay, well, then so. I was not correct. But, hey, I said before I had you on that I'm going to make a lot of mistakes, I'm sure, in the course of this program. You get to correct me to the first one.
Well,
but.
Hey, Tyler, just real quick, if I could, I wanted to talk a little bit of something that is affecting North Dakotans very directly right now, but it's not necessarily making headlines, unfortunately. And I know you're a person that likes to get more into the nuance of things a little bit. I do enjoy reading the blog. See, that's, you know, you got to butter up the host to make sure you can try and get back on at some point in the future.
Sure.
And I'll try there. Just kidding. But the Children's Health Insurance Program, it's called CHIP, and I wanted to talk to folks today just to let them know it insures nearly 5,000 North Dakota children. These tend to be lower income families that need the help to insure their kids. And you're talking about 5,000 just individual children. That's a lot of families and a lot of people directly impacted. And this program is a federal one that's been around since 1997. And we have a lot of consternation right now about health care, Trump care, the repeal, what different proposals that are being put forward in Congress right now. But this one has bipartisan consensus. This was written by Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, very conservative Republican, and Ted Kennedy, of course, of Massachusetts, a liberal buy-in of the Senate. And it provides coverage right now for 9 million low-income children. And really, it saves money in the long run, because it's like any kind of preventative care. It helps up front. Mm-hmm. And the cost to insuring the who were previously uninsured children has been reduced by 50% since this program was enacted. Now, the reason I bring that up today is because it is set to expire September 30th. Which is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Senate has thankfully come out with a bill that Orrin Hatch is back on the case, and I believe Senator Wyden from Oregon has come up with a proposal to extend it through 2020. And that's important because it's going to go to the Energy and Commerce Committee in the House, where Congressman Kramer sits on. But he has not declared any kind of stance on this. And I use it as an example of Congressman Kramer not talking about the things and not focusing on the things that directly impact North Dakotans. He's more than willing to go on cable news shows or on AM radio, no offense to you, but throughout the state, and talk about things like what cable news hosts are saying about the president, what the president's tweeting. But I think North Dakota's congressmen should be focused on issues that directly impact North Dakotans. And if I were in Congress, which again, the election isn't until next year, I would come out all in favor of ensuring that this funding is stable for the next 5 years, because in North Dakota, take that funding away because we're a Medicare expansion state, mm-hmm. which you and I both helped to vote for when we were in the state legislature. The state could help make up for it, but I don't quite trust my former legislative colleague to be there to make up for it. And because the state of North Dakota has session only every other year, the funding mechanism could get very convoluted very quickly. And when it comes to health insurance, you want stability and security. So we need the federal government to step up and do their part to keep this on the same playing field as it's been since 1997.
Sure. And good point. Actually, I was unaware that this expires basically at the end of this month, just 2 weeks from now. Do you know what dollar amount they're talking just to keep it afloat? Or, I mean, they're not talking about growing it. They just want to keep what is working right now fluid for a few more years.
We're talking continued, the continued extension of what has already existed since 1997.
Okay.
And I do not have an exact dollar amount of how much it saves in North Dakota or the federal government, but I do know that it is a net cost saver by 50%. So it only would make sense to keep the program rolling. I don't have the total dollar number. Sure. I should look that up and get that back to you.
Okay. Yeah, we would appreciate that. Lastly, I know I got to let you go because you're busy, but this Equifax thing, what's your take on it? Congress is now going to be getting involved. There's going to be a hearing of the CEO next month, I believe at the beginning of October. If you were sitting on that committee, and I believe it's the same committee you alluded to, that was Finance and I believe it's Commerce, is going to be asking questions. If you were sitting in that chair, what would you ask the CEO?
I would ask two things, which is, if it is legal, which I don't think it should be, if it is legal to make profits, sell your shares in a company when you know that your company has let your customers down and allowed hackers to come in and take people's private information, why is it legal for you to make massive amounts, millions of dollars of profit off of that? And two, how did you let this happen? What is going to be our response as a country? And then I would call in cybersecurity experts to ask what is going to be our solution to cybersecurity in this country, because on a massive scale, we've seen Target do this. We've seen Chipotle recently get hacked. Equifax is maybe the worst one yet because it's one of the three credit agencies that a person has to go through in order to apply for a loan, for a house, for a car, for a student loan. And Equifax, for better or worse, is the exclusive carrier of the credit background checks when you apply for healthcare through for the ACA.
Mm-hmm.
So this really isn't an optional function for most consumers, unless they're of a law of means and don't need to have loans being taken out. So we need to have a cybersecurity solution that is federal level, that is national, that protects does protect large businesses from being hacked, but especially protects individual Americans and North Dakotans. I mean, this impacted almost 250,000 North Dakotans.
Mm-hmm.
And that for a state that's only 740,000 people, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
And this kind of breach could make economies unstable very quickly. It's the kind of security that we need to plan for, and the federal government needs to sit down, both parties, and hash out. It needs to be hashed out this year. I would hope they could hash it out before I would even have a chance to get there.
Sure. Hey, spot on. I would think those questions are very appropriate if you were at that committee. Ben, I got to let you go, but before I do, where can people learn more about your candidacy?
That is at hansonfornd.com, and I've got a Facebook page and a Twitter page. If you happen to like social media as well, we'll be keeping you up to date there, but you can sign up for email updates as well. We're all around the state and having more events soon.
Hey, Ben Hansen, our guest, I appreciate it. You say travel safe, my friend.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you. Ben Hansen, he is a candidate for the U.S. House.